Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
Hey everyone, thanks a million for listening. If you like this podcast, the best way to support it is by doing the SRR method. Subscribe, rate, review, and tell your friends because word of mouth is a great way to spread the news. Okay, let's get down to business.
I was born with a special gift. The ability to mentally transform any situation into the worst case scenario in my own brain. My therapist calls my gift catastrophizing. And that's why I'm uniquely qualified to scrutinize and analyze history's greatest disasters and find out who's to blame. They say history repeats itself. Not on my watch. My name is Rebecca Delgado Smith, and I am the Alarmist.
Everyone, welcome to The Alarmist, a comedy podcast where we talk about history's greatest tragedies and figure out who's to blame. So today we're talking about the gender reveal party gone wrong that caused the sawmill fire disaster. Now, this tragedy, historical disaster, was recommended to me by my friend and extended family member, Chez. He and his wife just had a baby. Shout out to Luna. And I'm sure that this gender reveal kind of baby world has been on his mind. And thank you, Chez, for recommending this insane disaster. So in today's tragedy, it's a little different than the ones we've done in the past because it goes beyond the actual event, and it actually opens up a discussion about some bigger picture stuff, like why do we do these gender reveal parties, and why should we care about this on social media? Let's get started. On April 23rd, 2017, 37-year-old Border Patrol agent Dennis Dickey and his wife brought an explosive target in order to learn the gender of their expected baby out into a yellow grassland in the Santa Rita Mountain foothills southeast of Tucson, Arizona. The expectant dad had packed the target with a highly explosive substance called tannerite and shot it with a high-powered rifle, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The target was supposed to burst pink or blue to reveal to attendees whether Dickey and his wife were expecting a boy or a girl. After shooting the target, there was an explosion and a cloud of blue smoke appeared. As a result, a sudden blaze started in the surrounding grass. The fire went on to burn 47,000 acres and cost $8.2 million, with 800 firefighters needed to put it out. Fun facts, aka death stats. Dickey pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor violation of U.S. Forest Service regulations and was sentenced to 5 years probation in September 2018. He was ordered to pay $8 million in restitution, starting with an initial payment of $100,000. It's unclear if Dickey will pay the total amount. Local reports suggested Dickey will pay $500 a month for the next 20 years for a total fine of $220,000. Part of Dickey's plea agreement was to make a public service announcement with the Forest Service about the cause of the fire. According to the internet, Dickey was not fired from his job. Hey everyone, so today we have a special treat. We have one third of the women who run Erios Network and one half from the podcast Foxy Browns, Priyanka Matu. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm here. I asked permission to be here, which I guess is kind of, I was like, would you ever consider, I pitched myself.
I'd love to be considered
as
a guest on the
show. Here's some links.
Well, because I'll be on an episode of Foxy Browns.
I'm so excited.
That I believe is coming out around the same week. This is coming out.
I think it is. I think it's going to be the same week. It'll be, I think, next week. We're talking about mental health.
Okay. So this will come out the week after. Yeah. So when we were, you know, recording and we got to know how anxious the two of us are.
Yes.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. You don't know you're anxious when you grow up in a culture that doesn't have a word for anxiety.
What is the
nothing. It's just like,
we don't have a word for boundaries in Spanish.
No. Or love. We just talk about like Indians.
Oh, we have a lot of words for love.
Indians or Kashmiris would be like, oh, he worries.
He worries.
He worries. Or he's like a kind of, you know, but it's like a poor guy.
Oh, yeah. Like, let's worry about him because he worries.
Yeah, he's kind of been like left aside because he's, you know.
So you don't even worry about him. You just push him aside.
You might worry about him.
Yeah.
You might worry about him, but you're just like, what a waste.
Well, you are not a waste. No, you are a delight. No. And I'm so excited for you guys. We have a very important episode.
I'm so excited.
It's unlike any other we've had on the show. We're talking gender reveal.
Yeah.
Gender reveal disaster. Now, do you want to watch this insane video?
Yeah, I need to see it.
Okay, let me pull it up.
I'm concerned.
And I recommend that everyone, you know, if you have a computer or a phone on you, well, you do because you're listening to a podcast, so I'm assuming it's on your phone.
You can link to it on the show notes.
Oh,
I'll show you how to
wonderful.
Do that.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
We yeah, I'll show you that. How to.
So does you got to watch like this video.
Does this seem like the right
Yeah,
video?
You can watch that one.
Okay, so this is coming to us from NBCnews.com. I'm going to go full screen, guys.
Like, in the dry brush?
This is crazy.
They just set it up, and you'll see what when they, because they play it again, they set up this target in the middle.
The video was released after a Freedom of Information Act.
Start packing up!
Start packing up!
From the scene. Oh, that's so bad that they were trying to get out of Dodge.
So, spoiler alert, it's a boy.
Yeah.
For those of you who are going to watch. And it was a disaster. 47,000 acres of land, of fire.
How many days did it take to?
Unclear. I don't know how many days it took, but it definitely took 800 firefighters.
Oh my!
Now think about an acre. I don't know.
One for every $100,000.
It took a week.
It took a week.
I mean, they do say it takes a village, right?
Yeah.
To raise a kid.
800 firefighters.
So, I mean, think of an acre lot. Yeah. I'm thinking of like house terms. Yeah. I mean, in LA. Lots are small, so it's like, I don't know, four houses put together would be an acre mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. Think about that 47,000 times.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to contain it once a little fire sparks in Arizona.
Oh, and that was another part of it. It was hard to get to the area, obviously, because it was like the middle of the mountain. Mm-hmm. So you can't just like, you know, you don't have
the water.
No,
pumps.
You have to. I mean, if you see the fire here, go, yeah. Right? It's like a plane like dumps powder onto the. It's so that's crazy.
Yeah, and based on the California, we live in California. There's so many fires happening.
It's fire season all right the now. Time. You can it's feel so it in sad. The air. It's
just
so
today,
dry.
Someone was called at work saying that there was a fire in their neighborhood and they had to leave. There's that fire up in North Valley right now. They're like, oh, that's my house.
Oh, God. There's one in Sonoma as well. A big one. Scary.
So and near Lake Arrowhead. Oh, so fires are crazy. They spread like crazy. And the thought that this person just like decided like this is a good idea really just says a lot about how little they know about fires. Right. But let's just jump right into it and talk about Dennis Dickey.
Yeah.
Because Dennis Dickey is the man who made the target. For all we know, he was the one who bought the explosive. So he had to, like, get yourself in the mind of Dennis Dickey.
Right. It's so hard. It's so hard for me.
So
he
your
sounds
wife
really
is pregnant.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Poor Dennis.
Wife is pregnant.
Right.
She's going to find out if it's a boy or a girl.
You want to put on a show for her because she's bearing your child.
I guess it's romantic.
It
there's a romance element.
It is. I mean, for a dumb guy,
yeah,
he is just like, this is going to be the party to end all parties. It's going to be the most beautiful baby shower. I'm going to make her dreams come true. It's going to be like nothing anyone's ever seen. True, he executed that for sure.
Uh huh.
And he thought about it long and hard. That's his, the sad part here. Okay, I have a lot of things to say.
Yeah,
because I have children.
Okay. Let's start.
And it's fire
Oh, I should
season.
Have said that when I introduced you. I should have said that's also a
yes,
good reason.
Yes. I have children. He clearly spent so much time thinking about how happy it would make her and not so much time thinking about Arizona and you know?
I made me feel bad
I
for
know,
him.
I know.
But also you're assuming that that's the kind of girl she is. Like she loves a good explosion.
Oh, it kind of doesn't matter what she, it's he thought, he clearly thought, because motivation was obviously like, I'm going to make her so happy. She very well could have been like, this is insane. I can't believe you did this. Now we don't have any money for our child. You moron. Are they still together? Do we know?
That's the one thing I think we should look up.
Okay, well, I have to say, I'm trying to find these people because I want to see if they've done any interviews or have they? Have you found anything?
I did find a GoFundMe page. Okay, so there's a GoFundMe page out there. A fellow resident created for him. And she's in the it's a Sahurita residence. So I guess this is the town that they live in. And she vouches for him. She says, I'm a resident of Sahurita for 11 years. And while the media has focused on him being a Border Patrol agent, I'm so much more. Oh, this is him speaking for himself. I'm a father of two great boys, one of whom I adopted. I am a veteran who volunteered to go to Iraq after my battalion lost a guy to an IED. I volunteer my time a few days a week at a local gym, and I used to volunteer at the local.
Wait, quick.
that's from the Big Ones podcast.
He volunteers at a gym?
Yep.
Like for like a free membership?
Unclear if he just gives the machines a wipe down or if he's the water boy or maybe he's a personal trainer.
I don't believe most people are bad. I do believe most people are stupid.
Oh, that's the one thing we talk about on this show. That's the scariest part of living your life.
Yeah.
Is that everyone around you is inept.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part.
So
I've run into some great people.
I'm sorry. Did you? Was there more to read?
According to him, he also volunteered at the American Legion. And my wife even works for a small business here in Sahurito. So he vouched for himself. The GoFundMe only raised $1,965 out of the $200,000 goal that they set for themselves.
Why would anyone give him any money? He did such a dumb thing.
And this is what I can't get past. It's that he thought of the idea, right? Romantic. Yeah. I love my wife. I want to give her something nice.
It's like Fargo. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you think about it as a Fargo season, like, that poor guy, he's just that, he's like that sweet and that dumb, maybe.
Yeah. And then he went online. I'm assuming he went online or he had a textbook at home of how to blow something up, right? And then he had to go to a store to buy the materials.
Yeah.
He had to spend time to build it. He had they had to invite people. They had to drive out to the mountain. Like, this is a production.
Pause 1 second. Sorry, to go back to the fact that he had a friend who was killed by an IED. So he already has, like, a bad history with explosive devices.
Right.
So why would he go back to it?
Well,
he's like, we're repairing this relationship. He's like, I'm taking
this. Yes, he has a bad history. What are you doing, Dennis?
I don't know, Dennis.
Just off the bat, this is an obvious one. We got to put Dennis Dickey on the board.
Yeah.
Right? Because
Yeah.
It's just not okay to think that way. And he didn't do his proper research, right?
No.
He had enough time to research how to build this explosive.
Yeah. Yeah. But also the basic... He lives in Arizona. He understands the terrain. He understands the climate. Not to put it in some sort of like cement block pit seems also a little bit ridiculous.
And not only does he live in Arizona, know the climate and know the terrain, he is a border patrol agent.
He's a border patrol
which means he knows the terrain very well.
Yes. Yes. He spends a lot of time outside, one would imagine.
I unless he's the guy at the booth. Right?
like a passport guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, obviously, yes. I mean, the government found him liable. So, yes.
Yes.
He's clearly
I mean, was there quite any world where that would not have caused a fire?
Well,
no.
I actually, you know, it's interesting you bring that up.
Like Bali?
Oh, maybe.
Like the Amazon?
I mean, if you did that on a boat, on like a boat
like
that
a
you
buoy
like, you know, actually a really good idea for Dennis. Really good idea. Get a boat.
Yeah.
Get another get boat. Two little boats. One that's small and, what is it, a dinghy?
It would have been cheaper than $8 million. I'm telling you right
now. Yes, yes. Rent a boat. Dennis. Make a dinghy. Put the explosive thing on a dinghy and shoot it out in the middle of the water.
Totally. Do whatever
you want. I mean, we came up with this idea in what, 10 minutes of just discussing?
Yeah. We're very,
But you know, it's a good question.
Hindsight is 2020, Rebecca. We know
if
about...
Not if you listen to this podcast.
We know about the fire already. We've got a head start.
No more Tannerite explosives, people. Tannerite. Not a good idea.
Tannerite. I want to learn more about Tannerite.
Tannerite. I mean, it's just a very highly explosive chemical.
Yeah. And do you just buy it at the store?
Apparently.
What, the Army, Navy? Like, where do you buy Tannerite?
Either I'm guessing online or Home Depot, but Amanda's on it. You're going to get dinged by the government.
I know.
Okay, I'll get back to you on this.
Okay. A thought I had, you know... Climate change is real.
Yes.
As we all agree. And
maybe a Border Patrol agent, if he's indoctrinated, might not think that.
Maybe.
Sorry.
I guess we don't know what kind of, if he believes that. But human activities, this is per EDF. So human activities such as lighting campfires and discarding lit cigarettes are mainly responsible for starting fires in hotter weather that makes forests drier and more susceptible to burning. Rising temperatures, a key indicator of climate change, evaporate more moisture from the ground, drying out the soil, making vegetation more flammable. Meanwhile, shifting meteorological patterns can drive rain away from the wildfire-prone areas, phenomenon scientists discovered in California. And have linked to human-made climate change. So as drought and heat continue with rising greenhouse gas emissions, we expect more wildfires in years ahead, especially with the fire season getting longer.
Mm-hmm.
So climate change is real. And so your question is, if it was a different place, maybe if it was a lush environment.
Just a tropical.
Like,
a beach even, some sand.
But there's no world in where it was that it would not have.
No,
No, nowhere in Arizona.
No, and also you watch the video. He put it in the middle of some dry grass.
Right. That makes it so shocking to me because there's, when you're looking at that, there's like no world where this is not going to be a disaster.
No, it's obvious to anyone with half a brain.
Like my family in Long Beach every 4th of July.
Yes.
My
tell us about this.
Oh, God.
My uncle Steve gets, Steve, yes. drives to the next county over and gets illegal fireworks.
This is not his fire wallet.
Oh, he loves fire. He's a lawyer by day, magician by night. But anyway, he lights, this has been going on since I was a child, either my house or my aunt's house. They live, my parents and my aunt live around the corner from each other. In the backyard, he lights off illegal fireworks.
Is he going to get arrested?
Well, this is the thing. We know there's a risk. One of him getting arrested, two of him starting a fire. So everyone's standing by with a hose.
Right.
Ready mm-hmm. to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like they were even taking any precautions.
Well, when they run in, no one seems to have like a fire extinguisher, which is the first thing I would bring to if I was blowing something up.
Right. But he clearly doesn't have any sort of fear of like explosives or firearms because didn't he shoot it? That's how he got it. So like this is like a guy says a gun nut.
Yeah.
He's a gun nut. He thinks it's fine.
But clearly he had the forethought not to do it in his own home. I mean,
right.
I guess we don't know if he lives in an apartment building where that's not allowed.
I have some questions for the wife. Like no one around him
Mrs.
was
Dickie?
Like, what? Mrs. Dickie.
Tannerite seems to be legal. I think it's something you can buy online.
Mm.
Okay.
Of course you can.
And maybe easy access to Tannerite. I mean, but here's the
thing.
Are
there other, but I mean, there could be other, no, it's
uses,
just an
what
explosive?
Are the other uses for Tannerite?
I mean, I don't have any in my cupboard. Let me look.
I think that we should put climate change to me is a big factor.
Right. Yes, it is a big factor. Perhaps it's not the terrain he grew up. Maybe right. someone else had done it. Do we know if anyone else has ever done this? And maybe he was like copying someone else.
Well, a lot of people, that's the thing. A lot of people do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I think, a really important thing to talk about, which is this
gender reveal
trend.
Yeah, let's talk about it. We didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
There are all sorts of schools of thought. There are people who don't find out even what the gender is.
Mm-hmm.
We did find out.
Yeah.
I just thought it was fun to kind of visualize what life would be like with a little girl and then or a little boy. And the reveal part, I don't totally understand. I don't know. I don't know. I guess like I'm trying to unpack the reason and what people are getting out of it when they do it. Is it because they're not getting enough attention? The actual like presentation of it is very like premiere like. It's like an unveiling. It's like ta-da. Maybe we work in Hollywood and we
don't need that. Kind of we don't need drama that. In our lives.
It's just like we have enough excitement or something. I don't totally get it.
Well, I think that first of all, there's two different variations of this gender reveal trend. There's the one where, you know, people have this cake and they cut it and it's like it's a cute thing. And then there's like the social media gender reveal.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One question.
Uh-huh.
When they do a gender reveal, do the parents know?
No.
The parents don't know.
No, usually, like for the cake situation, the way a gender reveal works mm-hmm. is that you go to the doctor
mm-hmm.
and they put the results of what the sex is in mm-hmm. an envelope.
Oh. And like the doctor calls the bakery.
And they have three bakers they work with. If you want chocolate.
And the baker is like, got it.
Oh, the Smiths are coming over. Got it. I know what they like. So they put it in an envelope and then you take mm-hmm. those results
okay.
wherever you might want to take them, whether uh-huh. it's to a baker, whether it's to I've heard of like people who do silly string. I think that's what my sister-in-law did.
Yeah.
And or like, you know, usually it's a cake thing.
Right. You cut the cake and then you see what it is.
You cut the cake and you see. Now, I wonder if Dennis Dickey like had someone build this bomb for him.
Right.
Because it technically.
I mean, we need to figure out who that person was.
I have right. to say, so I was Googling gender reveal explosions. And it seems to be if you're Googling around even just a little bit, you start to go to like craziest gender reveal. This type of it's a chalk explosion. So it's chalk mixed with the tannerite. Uh-huh. And the first thing that comes up on a list that's called the craziest gender reveal from AL.com, which are my initials. I do not run this website, I promise. The first image is of a tannerite explosion in a dry field. Oh. And this is showing this man shooting this in a dry field.
It was on his Pinterest board.
Oh. So I could see where you would see this and think, oh, it's not like it's actually exploding. It must have been something where the bullet caused a spark.
Right.
Yeah. And it, you know, it probably, yeah, there was a world where it could have happened. And not caused a fire.
I mean, these are all over the internet, these explosive gender reveals.
That's fascinating. What other kinds are there?
And I think, in fact, there's a company here that I see where you can buy the kit.
Oh.
You can buy the powder for a tannerite reveal. And this is they're just selling the powder, but it's $23. And this is from bumpreveal.com.
Oh, what's it called?
Bump Reveal. There's an industry.
Bumpreveal.com. Tannerite reveal. They have a whole section here.
Does it look like the one that Dennis Dickey used?
I think so.
Wait, can we see there a box like what the target was?
Do we know if he made his own or if he couldn't have bought it? It couldn't have bought it. Anywhere. They would have gotten looped in.
There's
the
a whole thing
lawsuit.
Where you put powder inside a car's exhaust and then the car drives off.
Can you do us a favor and look at the bump reveal thing and say how you're supposed to detonate it? Because unless they're like shoot it with a gun.
Right.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, thank you.
So, but these are all over the place. And this isn't the first gender reveal fail, especially like when it comes to explosives. Now, Amanda, you might be interested in this one. So a couple in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, used fireworks. Call your uncle for a gender reveal for their unborn child at a party. Mm-hmm. This is according to the New York Post.
I mean, that's cute.
And but here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. They lit the pink explosives from a drying rack that was about 50 feet from their guests. Uh-huh. One of the fireworks landed on the lawn and set ablaze, which sent people scrambling. And despite the chaos, it seems there were no serious harm. But if you look at the video, they put it on a drying rack. The first one goes off and they're like, yay. And then, of course, it's jiggles. Fireworks. Yeah, it jiggles.
Yeah.
And then a firework goes straight to the crowd.
No.
To the people holding the phone.
No. That's insane.
I don't know about you, but like my first thought.
Yeah.
Let's use a table.
Yeah.
Or the ground.
Or a professional. Or a person who, or an explosives professional.
A specialist.
There must be explosives handlers in every state.
Okay, fine. No one got seriously harmed and there was no actual fire, right? Other than it's a video online.
Yes, but that's a near miss.
But there's other gender reveal fails. There's one that's a fight that broke out in an Applebee's.
What's the death stand? That's a whole other episode.
The fight at Applebee's.
So this one, there's a group of like 20 people who come in and they want to do confetti, right? They want to do some confetti canyons in the restaurant, and the manager comes in and is like, no, you can't pop confetti in an Applebee's because we don't want to clean it up. So they go outside and they explode them in the parking lot. Uh-huh. Then the, you know, manager comes out and says, you have to clean it up. You have to clean up the confetti from the ground. And of course, you know, a screaming match occurs where the customers are saying, I'm going to beat your ass.
Oh.
And they start telling the hostess that they're going to F them up. Eventually, police were dispatched. And this was the kicker that I thought was really funny. Members of the party began to leave after the police got there. And that's when the manager noticed a bill for $31.81 that had not been paid.
They dined and dashed.
Okay, so I have an extra
information
over here.
Yeah.
So
breaking news,
the tannerite gender reveal, I'm realizing, is very popular, but it does require a firearm. So the whole point is that you shoot it.
Shoot it. Okay.
And so that's why it's kind of popular among like gun people.
Right.
On a website called wholesalecolorpowder.com. Okay. So the whole industry is surrounding this gender reveal. Haley created a guns and glitter tannerite gender reveal theme and decorated a box that they put the color powder and tannerite in with the guns and glitter saying, and a small target. She had a darling table spread with all kinds of pink and blue treats, including cookies shaped like guns and pink glittery cupcakes. Congratulations to Haley and her family. We wish you all kinds of sugar and spice and everything nice. So that's a guns and glitter gender reveal party.
You guys need a newsletter.
I mean,
this is way too much media to keep to yourselves.
And glitter. Well, and that's what I was, there's like, there was another one I read that they call them like wheels and heels. Like the gender thing, I'm assuming it's guns and glitter because guns is for boys and glitter is for girls.
Oh. Like guns are to shoot the tannerite explosive and then glitter. Maybe the glitter
is colored.
Yeah, but I think you're onto
there's
something.
There's a reference
like
there.
Masculine and feminine. Yeah. So like gender, guns are if we had a boy and girls are glitter.
I mean, I want to put, I don't know if we should put the actual bumpreveal.com on the board or if we should just put this. I mean, they seem to be the leading online industry for.
But isn't it really social media who's spreading this?
It's Instagram.
It is social media, but there's a market for it.
I'm gonna look up this hashtag.
This,
yeah. Right?
So why don't we put on the board? Do you want to put bumpreveal.com?
I mean, as a bumpreveal.com can kind of symbolize all of these places making money off of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's more of the explosive gender reveal market.
Industry.
The industry.
The
exactly.
Gender reveal industry.
Gender reveal industry. And
no, but explosive. Yeah, because Kate, we're not mad at cakes.
We're not blaming the bakers.
We're not mad at cakes.
And the list goes on and on of these failed. I want to talk about these two other failed gender reveals. One of them is a Louisiana couple who decided to announce the sex of their unborn baby by placing a watermelon into the gator's mouth.
What? The gator.
Yeah, this is a really interesting story.
A watermelon.
So the reptile snaps her jaws shut and blue liquid gushes out of her mouth, indicating the baby's a boy. Now, Mike Kleiber.
What?
There's a video online. I saw it. It's very real. So Mike Kleiber, the soon-to-be father, and also
this is Louisiana.
He's an alligator wrangler and a trainer who runs Kleibert's Turtle and Alligator Farm. His nickname is also T Mike, the Gator King.
Okay.
So this is the guy. So this is him giving an interview. Mm-hmm. He says, "The first thing that came to my mind when my girlfriend and I decided to have a gender reveal party were alligators." Kleibert, whose father and grandfather were both also alligator handlers, says, "They're a big part of our family, so why not incorporate them into our reveal? Mm-hmm. We have a few gators who like to eat fruit, so I figured fruit was great, and let's get a watermelon, drill a hole, add some Jello, and throw it in the gator's mouth. Let her bust it open, no big deal, you know?"
First of all these quotes are for men. And all these parties are planned by men. And all these hijinks. Not one woman has been quoted yet.
And I think you make a really good point.
The patriarchy.
Well, not just that. But, I mean, yes. Yes, of course. But for years and years, as long as I know, I don't know when these started, but baby showers are a female thing.
I knew you were going to say that. You're right. Mm. Yeah.
So they just want to be included.
Sure. People have been one-upping baby showers here and there. Mm-hmm. But like, oh, you make a funnier game or you make it a theme, that kind of thing. But these are like women-run parties. Mm-hmm. Now, gender reveals are actually a new phenomenon.
Like the spectacle is a part of it.
Spectacle is a part of it. And they're actually, they're male and female.
Yeah.
They're a joint baby celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like testosterone is now a part of this like baby culture or like baby celebration culture, which to me, it's crazy that baby showers are just for women, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your feelings about
that? Yeah. Tell us about that.
I had a baby shower for my son and it was just my girlfriends and I wanted it that way. I didn't want a lot of people, honestly. And once you started invite, you know, I just wanted my girls. And what did I have for my, I think I just did a day at a spa or something.
Oh, that's
for the
nice.
Second, like a little, they call it a sprinkle the second time, which is gross, but.
Oh, sweet. I get it.
Instead of a shower. But I kind of liked it. I honestly don't do that many things. Oh, that's what I was about to say. I don't do that many things that are gendered, but I only work with women. There aren't that many things that are just like sacred spaces for women. And I just really, I liked that.
Yeah.
It does exclude the dad in a way that maybe is not super healthy. So I guess I can see why men would want to be included, especially now that they're participating more, at least in woke partnerships in child rearing. But this seems a bit too far.
It also occurs to me that men a lot of times, especially the men who are doing the more macho baby reveals involving guns per se.
And maybe gators.
And gators. They don't always have a creative outlet. Like it's kind of taboo for them to like express themselves in a certain way. Or like when else would I assume Dennis Dickey have the opportunity to like put on basically a little play for his friends?
You're so right.
Yeah. And this is his one time he gets to ever do that and kind of get into his feminine side. Mm-hmm. So it's like toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. It's toxic masculinity. We had said a bunch of stuff, but it's toxic. That's exactly what it is. It's like the inability, the stifling of the creative urge.
Yes. I mean, it feels like they're just trying to really express themselves in a
dangerous way.
Yeah. But maybe if they were more used to it.
Exactly.
You know, if they had more practice.
If they got to express themselves in smaller ways, they wouldn't feel like this has to be.
Yeah.
This has to be a literal explosion.
Yeah.
It's bananas.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And, you know, social media is also to blame because it's like this like situation. How many views am I going to get? That video got X amount of views. I want to do something bigger, better. It's going to be crazier.
Absolutely. But people have been having lavish parties since the beginning of time. You read about like feasts during the Roman Empire or like, you know, that kind of stuff. And people have always had fancy parties.
Showing off. Like,
yeah, you know. There's always been a little bit of like showing off. So I think when you start to blame social media, it's like that episode you had where you blamed capitalism, uh-huh, or someone did, and it was like, that's just an engine, you know, that, yes, that's everywhere. So I don't know if that's like narrow enough.
I just am wondering too, like, there is this whole thing though of like the hashtag like nailed it sort of culture, mm-hmm, of like you see this shiny image on social media because there is so much retouching and, yeah, people kind of only showing a glimmer of what, yeah, goes into certain things that people think, oh, I can do that too, but, mm-hmm, the thing that you're chasing isn't even a reality, mm-hmm, so I think there's something there, but I understand also it feels a little bit broad.
The right thing is, when you start to critique social media, you're really critiquing humans, and it's like, yeah, yeah, humans are to blame. Yeah. yes absolutely. We are terrible.
Oh, you don't want to blame computers?
We are weird animals. Yeah, it's like convenient to blame like the thing in your hand, but like we have base instincts, mm-hmm, that we
could put it
cannot
down
control.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't have to upload
the
worst that video.
Humans are the worst and the best.
Shockingly, I feel like we shouldn't put social media up on the board.
I think it might be a little broad in this case.
Yeah, I think in this case.
I think if we were talking about like a cyberbullying thing,
that's,
you know,
a different
then
story.
Yeah, that's a different story.
I'm with you. Something I also want to say before we move on from this topic is that the backstory on these gender reveal videos is that they started appearing on YouTube like about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they, it started off very low key with like couples doing low impact activities like popping balloons, right, that release, right, pink confetti or blue confetti, cutting cakes, like, mm-hmm, we said. But this has now gotten way bigger and the popularity of the videos have grown. In 2017, which was the year that this happened, American viewers were watching gender reveal videos. It had gone up by 60% from the previous,
wow,
year.
Wow.
Just from the previous year. Hmm. And this was and it started 10 years before. And the person who started this trend.
Oh yeah, I want to know.
The person's name is Jenna Carvanides. And she's considered one of the pioneers of gender reveal parties. And
one of the pioneers. Yeah. Wow. It's a whole movement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's quoted as saying, "I started to realize that this was a big mistake."
What? Really?
Yes.
After. She was like, oh no, what have I done?
Yes.
Like Frankenstein's monster.
So they've kind of like backpedaled a little bit.
Wow.
On that issue. And I think a big part of it, and she does talk about this in this interview that, or this article that I read about her, is this obsession, you know, it's broader than just like a gender reveal party. Yeah. It's like our obsession with gender.
Yeah.
You, yeah, know, that like that's like a very loaded issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing a little bit of research. Well, first of all, it should be said that there are videos online, a lot of videos online of these gender reveal parties where the people finding out, usually the father, expecting father.
Oh, no.
Are very disappointed.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So there's this very famous one. And we can take a moment to watch it because I think we can talk a lot about this.
Oh, boy.
Gordon Hayward. He's a basketball player.
Oh, dear.
Chris put me onto this. My husband Chris put me onto this. In the video, he is with his two little girls and his wife, and they're opening up a box, and these,
oh dear,
pink balloons.
Oh, I'm gonna be so upset.
Come out of the box.
Two girls, and they were trying for a boy. Okay, that's a thing.
Shall we watch?
Yeah, let's watch it.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, but the helium machine didn't work. Okay, ready?
Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay.
Oh,
ready?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a girl.
Whoa. You want a girl?
Brittany, you were right.
Oh my God. Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Look at the balloons. Say bye.
So in the video, he opens the box and the balloons come out. They're pink and he is so disappointed.
Devastating.
It's so sad.
Hold on. Can you imagine being that child at like 10
and watching this?
Showing you that video?
No.
Oh.
But this is the thing. People aren't thinking about these
anything
repercussions, yeah. Right? They're not. Clearly, he doesn't seem like a sensitive type. He's being very insensitive at the moment. But again, we don't know the backstory.
Right.
We don't know if they had been trying. But again, what is our obsession with gender?
I don't know. It's funny. I feel like we as a generation we're raised by people in very traditional gender roles, but we are trying to change, but we're still wired the same way. So even though we want to raise our kids to be like, you are whoever you are and gender's a spectrum and, you know, however you express yourself is however you express yourself. There's still the like, oh, I want to have a girl because this is how it is. And boys are this and girls are that. Right. And there's no escaping that.
And especially in particular, like cultures, it's like there's a desired sex.
Oh, yeah. Or I had put out, I just like tweeted something the other day that was like, don't ever ask a woman with a young child when she's going to have another one.
Oh, yeah.
So rude. Like, don't talk to women about when they're going to have kids, period.
Yes.
But certainly don't ask a woman with like a small, small child when they're going to have another one. You wouldn't ask like the victim of like a bus accident when they're going to ride the bus again. Like, wait until they've healed, you know, like wait until they're through it. And then maybe be like, wait, what are you thinking? Or just don't ask.
Why is one not enough?
But then I got a lot of responses being like, my family won't stop asking me if I'm going to try for a girl because I have two boys. My family says that one of each would be great. My family says, you know, this and that and the other thing. And I bristle at the fact that I have a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. I bristle at how often the response is when people go, oh, you have kids? What kind of, you know, what are they? And I go, there's a boy and a girl and this age and this age. And they go, oh, that's so great. One of each. You really did it. Like, I did what? It's pure luck.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing. It's literally just like whatever's going on in my body that day, whatever egg, whatever sperm. Like, that's just what happened. I didn't do anything.
No.
To see this sort of act of luck as an accomplishment really bothers me.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. It really bothers me.
You didn't fail if it doesn't go your way.
Right. Also, what is your way and why do you have any predispositions? But I have to say, here's my own experience. I had a boy and then 4.5 years later, I got pregnant. And when they called me to tell me the gender, they told me that it was like genetic testing. And they're like, everything's all clear. And they're like, okay, bye. And I was like, wait. Are you going to tell me? Can you tell me if it's a boy or a girl? And they said, it's a girl. And I burst into tears. I did. Aww. I burst into tears. I started crying. And then I called my husband and he also burst into tears. And we called our moms and they burst into tears. And it was only because I wanted to experience both, frankly. I just wanted to know what it was like. I wanted to know what it was like to raise a boy and I wanted to know what it was like to raise a girl. And like, I got super lucky. But of course, I would have been happy with either. It's not like I would have had two boys and then been like, I got to try for a girl.
It's such an interesting, I guess it's just so natural, right?
It's just how we were brainwashed. We were brainwashed.
It's going to be different for like the next, my kids' kids are going to be, it's going to be different, I think.
Well, because, you know, and it's funny, like these things are called gender reveals, mm-hmm. right? Because really they should be sex reveals, mm-hmm. right? Because the sex is what is
X and Y chromosomes.
Yeah.
It's a chromosome reveal.
Gender is much different. And there's a lot of criticism and controversy about like all of these gender parties and how they contribute to
They're propagating this sort of medieval. We have been brainwashed. I do believe that.
Right.
There is an image and we all have this image of like the perfect family, right? And the perfect family is a mom and a dad and a boy and a girl
And anything different is some sort of diversion from that, because we were all raised with the same perfect image. And now, thankfully, we are seeing other kinds of images, what families look like and what relationships look like and what siblings look like and all that kind of stuff. And I am so grateful and happy. But it's going to be a second until we start like unwinding all that wiring.
Yeah. I mean, what is that? What
there is like some kind of obsession, I think, to like return to some kind of like the way we were.
Uh-huh.
This like traditional family and family values.
Right.
And this
roles. Is how,
yeah, it's
you know.
Nonsense. It's like you're all, you know.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, archaic, really. Yeah. That's just expecting like things to run a certain way, right?
Absolutely.
The family life.
Well, also the definition of family values being like, this is what a family looks like and we value these things and God and country. Like, I'm not a religious person, but I'm a good person.
Yeah.
So aren't those good values, you know? But no, because we're a mixed race couple and we, you know, whatever it is, like we live a heathen lifestyle, so whatever.
Ooh, mixed race. Me too. I'm a mixed race couple. Yeah. It's so funny because like, I don't really think of it that way, you know?
No, I never think of it that way. We've been talking a little bit to my son, who's starting to understand. He knows that, like, I'm from India and his dad is a Jewish guy from New York. So he knows he's like, oh, so I'm half Jewish and I'm half Indian. And I go, no, you're both. I was like, there's no half this or half that. You're both. We have like so many parties. We have so much food. We have like so much family. And he's like, oh, yeah. So we say you're double and you're both. So,
oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying I'm both Cuban and Puerto Rican.
It's really nice. I think it's because you are. Because your experience is nothing less than, you know, any like straight up Indian kid would have or straight up Jewish kid would have. It's just it's extra.
Extra.
You're extra.
Should this be called a sex reveal party versus a gender? I mean, I know it doesn't really have the pizzazz.
Can you imagine being sex reveal on slapping it on
although
a card?
In Spanish, you would say, vamos a una fiesta donde van a revelar el sexo.
Oh,
So they would say it's sex.
You would say sex.
Yeah.
But not in English. Because Americans are prudes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
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 Do we want to kind of put this like obsession with
family values? Are family values going on the list?
Or you know what it is? It's also like identifying the gender, which as we know is more abstract than the sex, right? It's covering both how the individual identifies themselves in regarding
expresses.
Yeah, maleness,
is it like
femaleness?
Gender norms, even gender the idea that pink is girl and blue is boy. It's
gender normativity.
Gender normativity.
Gender
Let's put
normativity.
That in.
Yeah, our obsession with kind of putting things in boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is I finally found it. Rifles and ruffles, wheels and heels. Those were some of the.
Why
the
is
parties.
It always, oh my God. The
Why
guns.
Does it have to be like that? And then finally, I feel like we should put firearms and explosives.
Well, yes. I mean, gun
I
laws.
Guns. Yeah. I honestly think guns have to go on.
Absolutely.
This is just another example of how.
Just a reckless
the
use.
The dangers of guns.
The reckless use of a dangerous weapon. It's insane.
Come on. What are you thinking, people?
It's enough with the guns.
Just get a confetti.
Get a confetti.
Get a box of balloons. Now, quickly, I found this on the Daily Mail.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
They have a couple pictures of the family. So this is Dickie.
they do?
This is Dickie and his wife, Rita.
I just want to know if they're still together.
Okay.
Aww.
And then this
together?
Is him without the beard. And he looks really sweet.
He's very sweet and dumb.
And now this might be sexist and this might be me playing into gender norms, but do we honestly buy that the wife had nothing to do with the planning of this?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
You think this was probably the one time in their relationship where he was like, don't worry, babe, I've got this covered?
Yes. I mean, I believe it. I believe it 100%. And do you think a woman with even one brain cell would have allowed this to happen?
I don't know. I mean, there was the guns and glitter. I mean, that was the woman planning that.
Did that end in a giant fire, or did it just happen?
No, that went off swimmingly.
No, that ended up on a blog.
So the woman yes, that's true. When the woman plans it, it gets on the blog.
Yeah.
When the guy plans it.
No, the guy was like, this is going to be a surprise.
I mean, but I think you bring up a good point, because what if this woman is just like raised in this culture where like all the guys around her have guns? Like if I was pregnant and someone was like, I'm going to shoot this explosive like for a party, I'd be like, oh no, I'm pregnant. Like
something could happen.
But I don't want to be near that.
But we're not gun people.
And maybe she's just not uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
So maybe he even told her.
I just feel like if even one other person had weighed in, it wouldn't have happened. There's just something about this to me that smacks of like a single-minded pursuit, you know, of just like, this is going to be the best day of your life. Like, truly, look at his face. He's so sweet and so dumb.
He's still employed.
I'm going to tell you right now, that guy is a good boyfriend. Like, he was a good boyfriend.
They adopted a child. They're not bad people.
No, he's just dumb, and that's fine.
But it's scary when dumb people own guns.
And it's scary when dumb people like cause like car, like they can cause harm too.
I have a nomination.
Oh my God, please. Thank you.
What about the American educational system?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's a problem.
Yeah.
So what
we can do better. That's
what course would have taught him not to do this.
Well, I think there just aren't the resources. I mean, I think in a lot of countries that pay their teacher, that are able to pay their teachers a living wage, they can recruit really great, smart people to teach their kids. There are certainly cultures that have a active love of learning that perhaps mm-hmm. doesn't exist mm-hmm. so much in the majority of the population here. I went to, for most of my schooling, went to a wonderful American international school in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And I'm a nerd. And I loved school. It was like just the best. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And then in high school, my parents moved to New York and I went to public high school in like suburban New York.
Uh-huh.
It was fine.
Yeah.
But it was nothing compared to like
the
amazing. It was like the best private school in the, you know, in like a hemisphere, basically.
Yeah.
And I remember coming home the first day and just being like, nobody cares about learning. And basically everyone was like, yeah, that's how it is. I mean, we see the problems with the public school systems, right? They're all super underfunded. Rich kids get better educations, right? There's a severe and like wide ranging and deep distrust of people who have educations mm-hmm. among a lot of the population. So what is that? What is that cultural thing where like knowing things is suspicious?
Or it's looked down upon as like snobby.
Yes.
Oh, you think you're better than me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really interesting. I had a different experience, but you know, I grew up in a less wealthy area in Miami. And so I was a product of magnet schools mm-hmm. that were amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you had to seek that out. Right. And I felt like I really wanted to learn. Mm-hmm. Right. But I could see the other some people in my neighborhood, you know, who just didn't care. And, you know, that was the, you know, product of whatever that was.
That's also the United States is like in any given city and you were like metropolitan area, you have 900 kinds of backgrounds, right?
Right.
And different cultures have different relationships with education. Mm-hmm. Some are more like, we learn how to make things. We learn how to go. My people go to school. Everyone in my family has tons of degrees.
Right.
You know, nobody knows how to like
a lot of the people in my Puerto Rican family have degrees too, but there's no jobs in Puerto Rico.
Right. So. Right. Absolutely. But it was like your path is just to gather as many degrees as possible. And that,
yes.
and that's what will earn you respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
While, you know, then my parents moved to Michigan and it was like, no, like a great job at like the Ford plant and everyone's like high opinion of you as being like a solid guy is what earns you respect. Like, what are you working toward? Right. So like wherever he grew up, probably in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
what were the values? It certainly wasn't take a physics class and learn that like you can't set a grass field on fire.
Yeah, no. I was going to say that a great class for him would have been like logic step-by-step planning. No, just like step-by-step, like thinking it
through. Cause and effect.
Cause and effect. And like And the people don't think
AP cause and effect.
I mean, we really should be teaching that.
I mean, really,
such just an important skill.
Really, just thinking before you do things.
So, I think you make a really good point, and I think we should put up the U.S. American.
Okay, do you want to just a quick
U.S. American rundown and educational system
and or his parents, by the way. Mm.
Okay, so here's a rundown of what we have on the board.
Yeah, let's
so
start
far.
Crossing things off and really.
He's demonstrating a severe lack of common sense. So I guess before I blame the educational system, which I think could be shored up, what about his family situation? I don't know. Common sense came from my mom.
Yeah, I mean, that's me too.
Yeah, no. Right? Like, wasn't your mom like, this is how things work?
She definitely taught me. Don't be a dum-dum. She definitely taught me repercussions.
Yeah.
She was like, if you don't do this, this will happen. Yeah. But I think that educational system, though, is a good thing to blame because that's where you start comparing, right? You go to school and you are learning from others and your teachers and you're like, you know, there's a lot of people who have had parents who have had to work and, you know, haven't been around or, you know, whatever it is. That doesn't really, not saying that it's the educational system's job.
It's well, not that, yeah, that's where it gets a little tricky because also, like, what was he learning at home? And really, the problem is not that if he had the right formula, he would have figured it out. It's really about, like, where was his common sense? Like, just his ability to move through the world.
Look,
like, where did that...
you and I, we're starting a school at first.
The Dennis Dickey School of Common Sense.
Should we take over his GoFundMe? It's $199,000.
I also just need to throw out there literally every other person at that gender reveal who didn't say, whoa, wait a minute.
So
maybe they didn't know what was going to happen. I mean,
but
the guess is
someone pulls out a gun in that dry field. I mean, yeah, maybe they didn't know. Maybe they just didn't know.
Maybe they didn't know. And also, it's not that weird. We have to remember it's not that weird.
To them.
Well, also so shocked for
me.
When I Google searched Tannerite explosive gender reveal, the first image I saw was a man in a dry field doing this.
Yeah.
So everyone thought this is just life. Okay, so on the board, we have Dennis Dickey himself, bumpreveal.com, aka the gender reveal explosive industry. Toxic masculinity.
I want that
to win. Gender normativity,
mm-hmm.
Putting things in boxes,
mm-hmm.
guns,
mm-hmm.
and the American educational system.
Okay, so, you know, let's remind ourselves that we're figuring out who's to blame for the gender reveal party.
Mm-hmm.
And while I really want to blame gender normativity, I don't think that's to blame for this particular disaster.
No.
I think that maybe we wouldn't have a gender reveal party if that wasn't a thing.
Right. But there are so many expressions that the gender reveal party could have taken, but it happened to be this incredibly detrimental to the environment one.
Like, putting things in boxes is bad and we shouldn't do it. This is not to blame.
No. There's no direct cause.
No. The educational system should stay on there for a second more.
We should probably think about it, yeah.
The logic. Again, the logic.
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
Right?
That's it.
Yes.
Critical thinking.
He never absorbed it.
Those are skills he didn't develop.
Even in like a wood shop, home ec situation, he would have learned a thing or two.
Yeah. That would have been useful. And that does scare me a little bit that he's a Border Patrol agent.
Oh, it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
But and that these are his critical thinking skills.
These are
like, this is the level he's
and
at.
And he has a firearm.
Yeah, that's very scary.
Which he already used to burn up half of Arizona.
So what are you thinking? This is a hard one, Pri.
Let's cross another
one off the list.
I do like that we've all stayed away from blaming his wife. That's very feminist of us.
Oh,
I tried to
pat ourselves on the back. Pat ourselves on the back. Nope, not her fault.
I have a feeling. Yeah, Rita knew.
You think Rita knew?
I just don't. I know Rita, even if she was letting him plan it, she was keeping tabs.
You yeah. think?
I
you think know, maybe. You always know.
You have an idea.
I don't think she's going to be like hands off.
I don't know what's happening at my 40th birthday, really.
Oh, that's fun.
I mean, I know what we're doing, like broad strokes.
I mean, Rita does look like a busy woman. I think she might be a realtor or something.
She works for a small business. He said it.
That's right. So I don't think she's to blame at all.
I don't think so.
No.
So she's not even going on the list.
We support her. She's getting like $500 a month taken out of her budget for this nonsense.
Oh, that's like more than a...
It's so much money. It's their mortgage, probably.
$100,000 came straight out of his retirement.
Oh, can you imagine?
That's their retirement.
Can you imagine this poor child paying for it for the rest of his life?
It's not... I mean...
This is a cycle of miseducation.
Yeah.
This kid is not going to be able to go to like a good school to get his critical thinking skills. I know. It's terrible.
This is so tragic.
It's systemic.
Well, do we want to keep toxic masculinity up there? I think we do.
Okay, let's like think. Okay, we think toxic masculinity and his performance of such, the whole like explosion. Well, yeah.
I think we got to keep it up there.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready to cross out the bumpreveal.com and the gender reveal explosive industry.
Right. It's kind of like the fuel, but it's not the spark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literal.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm taking that off. Right. You know, they're just, you know, there's a market for it and they're responding to it.
Yeah.
Still up on the board, Dennis Dickey, toxic masculinity, guns, and critical thinking skills / the American educational system. I don't think I can bring the educational system off the board, but...
I think that if we're narrowing it down, there's an argument to cross it off because, yes, he should have developed the critical thinking skills during his time at school, but school only takes you to about 18. So
yeah.
Between 18 and 37...
It's on you, baby.
It's on you.
So
one would think you would have picked up on something.
I agree with
you. Crossing off his education, which, crossing off, while subpar, isn't to blame.
Yes. It's got to be better.
Maybe he had a great
idea. Maybe
he went to like Exeter.
There's just not enough evidence that he's not.
He's like the guy who went to Harvard but never makes the newsletter. Like, where's Dennis Dickey? They're like, don't worry about Dennis Dickey.
Poor Dennis.
Here's Dennis's GoFundMe.
So Dennis, toxic masculinity and guns. I mean, guns are kind of in with toxic masculinity. Guns are a product of toxic masculinity.
That's one. I feel like let's put them together.
Yeah. You want to put that?
Yeah. That's one thing.
I would almost say like toxic masculinity is more to blame than guns because guns is a product.
Yeah. You're right. Cross off guns.
It's crossed off.
It's toxic masculinity.
Oh my God. Me too.
It totally is, right?
It has to be. Yeah. I can't blame Dennis Dickey.
No, it's the culture. It's culture.
That sweet face.
It's the culture of wanting to explode things.
Yeah, and I also read somewhere that he was actually he was the first one to call the fire department.
Yeah.
He owned up to it.
He pled guilty.
He messed up. He messed up big. But
I feel for him.
I know. What a and a God bless him because God bless Rita. Because God, she is sticking. I hope they're still together. I hope this is a love
You can
story.
Actually look it up.
I'm gonna Google it.
If you just look up their names and divorce, it's all public paper.
Oh no, really?
If you just look it up, all divorce filings are public.
We are learning so much.
I nothing's coming up, so I'm assuming they're still together.
Okay, well,
can
thank
you imagine?
God.
Could you stay with your husband
for making that dumb mistake? Yeah,
you have two kids. You'd have to. I mean, if anything, you'd have to just like double down.
Yeah,
and be like, we're in it to win it.
I think you just have to. He did a very stupid thing.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a bad person. I think he has given us mounds of evidence that he's not a bad person. That he's just kind of dumb.
Yeah. And that's scary. And careful out there, Dennis. Like, just know that you have the potential to make massive mistakes.
Yeah. Don't ever.
So careful
just, like,
with yourself.
Walk around in a straitjacket for the rest of your life.
And Rita, keep an eye on him. Yeah. What are you doing, girl?
Don't let him out of the house.
He's a liability.
If she's a realtor, she's probably doing great.
I hope so, for the love of the family. I mean, for their well-being. Houses,
though, burned down.
Oh no,
Amanda, too soon.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't even know if she's a realtor. That's something I just threw out there.
Oh,
she looks like a realtor. I think you said, and I just ran with it.
I read she's in a small business, which can be real estate.
Yeah,
could
be real estate.
So, all right, we've settled it. Toxic masculinity is going to the alarmist jail.
God, I wish forever. Wouldn't that be nice?
Those have a tendency to sneak out.
They're slippery. They're slippery, the toxic masculinities.
Yeah. Somehow I think it'll get out soon.
But toxic masculinity touches upon so many elements in our culture. First of all, let's look at movies. Which are all just explosions. Yes. They're all just a series of explosions and things breaking, which is insane. Those are movies now.
Yeah, those are the ones that make the big bucks. Not the ones I go to. Give me a love story. Am I right, ladies?
Always. Love it. All I want is two people who like each other. That's so hard.
That's you all don't I even want a love story. You just want two people getting along.
Even friends. They could go on an adventure. They could solve a mystery. They could just have tea. I don't care.
Yeah, like an aunt and a kid.
Yeah.
Like just going to the mall.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But explosions and things. This is it's a problem. Yeah.
I watched John Wick, and during all those movies, I'm just waiting. All I'm craving is a scene where he just takes a nap.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's got to be so tired. I just want to watch John Wick take a nap.
Things exploding, people shooting people, guns everywhere. It's nonsense. It's like watching like 50-year-old men have tantrums over and over and over again for hundreds of millions of dollars. It's insane.
Well, it's like all these war movies that are coming out. That cares? Are constantly coming out. Which is like, I mean, it's a complicated thing to dive into because we are where we are thanks to, I don't know. I can't even get started. I don't even know. But anyway.
Kate and Allie. The only thing I always reference is Kate and Allie. No one's ever seen it except for me. Everyone I know
it?
Is younger.
No, what is it?
You never saw Kate and Allie?
No.
It's a show that you would love. And it's about two best friends with kids who get divorced and they move in together. And it's like two women. It's like Jane Curtin and ooh. It's amazing.
Well, I got to check it out.
You will love it. You will love it. But but
do they own a gun?
I'm always like, give me, there are no guns. Oh. I'm always like, give me a story dangerous. About people. Oh, is that too much to ask? Just like a story about people?
Give it to me. That's all I want. Well, we've settled it. The world is a better place because toxic masculinity
we fixed it.
Has gone to jail. And you're welcome, everyone. Well, thank you so much for helping us figure out.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me.
You know,
this is cathartic. This is
and silly. Before you go, please tell our listeners about your podcast, Foxy Browns.
Oh, yes, yes. So Foxy Browns is a beauty and wellness podcast from the perspectives of two women of color. It's me and my co-host, Camille Blackett. And we have had amazing guests for everyone from like America Ferrera to Constance Wu to Natasha Rothwell.
It's really so good.
It's very good.
Yes.
I mean, technically, yes, we talk about like lipstick and eyeshadow, but really we talk about the why of beauty. So, for example, we had a conversation with Natasha about the lack of black hairdressers on set and how actors for years have had to show up hair and makeup ready, which means getting up sometimes at 2 a.m. Yes. Do your own hair, which is nonsense, but that's changing. We talked to this amazing woman, Kilo Quiche, a musician and visual artist, about how she controls every aspect of like her music videos and her look, and she is like a fashion muse and all this amazing stuff. And we have some awesome guests coming up. So it's a fun listen for men and women alike.
Well, I highly recommend everyone. So
and Rebecca's on an episode.
Yes. Rebecca's on it very soon, or was on it, or just is on it. You can find it right now.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, everyone. After the gender reveal, while there's no official ban in place where Dickie started the sawmill fire, we may see public lands increasingly off limits to the public as a precaution against catastrophe. Dickie is still paying the money he owes. Tune in next week to find out who's to blame for the Jose Fernandez boat accident.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.